If you're listening and you're looking for form and melody and chords and harmonics, then you'll be really frustrated because it's not about that. But if you're into, like, you know, the wonder of what sound can do to your body and your ears, and then I think you're really into it. It's really important because you cannot escape from the sound. You have to let this sound into you and into your system. For me, actually, it's just like one big cleaning in my body and my brain. It's just like all noise is taken away from me by this intense sound that is just like massaging my ears and bones. And it's very intense, and it's actually an experience I would like to give to other people. But you cannot have that if you're listening after traditional parameters of music or... Yeah. My name is Niels Lyne Lykkegaard. I'm a composer. Originally, I was educated as a saxophone player, but now I'm more like into composing. Tonight I'm gonna present some music for the recorder, because that's an instrument which I really like in many ways. It's a very idiosyncratic instrument in terms of it's easy to play, and then I really like that it's capable of producing this very invasive sound that, so to speak, bypasses your intellectual way of listening and becomes this bodily invasion. Thank you. I think it's like the first instrument for almost everybody that wants to play music in Denmark. In the beginning, I really hated it. And then in one vacation, I was really bored. And then suddenly, I began playing it. And it was actually my first instrument for 4 years before I switched to saxophone. And it's an instrument, I think, that many people can relate to in both positive and negative ways. But I think I want to and somehow make people reconcile with their traumas regarding not going to music classes and not feeling like playing the recorder and you know, not playing music, because I think many people, their interests die out because it's a common notion that you cannot create music unless you are able to play notes and stuff like that. But I think there's a big strength in actually giving an instrument to a people who doesn't know how to play the instrument. This first encounter with an instrument, I think it's like the most, almost most pure and most strongest encounter, because it's so pure and you don't have any habits or you haven't learned anything about this instrument. So actually I'm encouraging the recorder ensemble and I'm trying to compose in that way that they are playing like wrong fingering, for instance. They are playing like in this natural way how a kid would pick up a recorder and just blow it. I like this way you can in some way also dismantle the power structures about playing an instrument. You cannot play this instrument unless you have practiced for many years. I think that's a lie. You can play the instrument, but you'll just play some other stuff and you are definitely capable of making beautiful music, and then you don't have any references. And by that I mean, then you don't need to know 20 modern pieces for recorder to listen to my music. Like, my daughter is definitely equal capable of listening to my music as a trained educator or a trained recorder player would be, because I'm actually trying to make this natural sound of the recorder. You don't need to have studied music for a long time. You just need to listen to the music as if you were listening to a bunch of birds singing in the tree or walking around in the forest. I've invited Danish artist Ragnhild Maj on stage, and she's into recorders as well in a more performance-orientated way. She has made this dress consisting of 100 soprano recorders, which she's powering by using a vacuum cleaner engine. And it's very beautiful visually, and it sounds really great. So she'll join me on stage, and then I was very much inspired by one of her performances, and I got these tribal associations. And then we spoke about why not make this concert into some kind of ritual celebration of the recorder. So we invited this recorder ensemble from a music school, and they are going to walk in on the stage, and then they will make these tribal textures playing the soprano recorder, and then we'll celebrate this mysterious instrument manifested almost in this really, really weird dress that Ragnhild is wearing in the middle of the stage. So it's like this, yeah, it's a ritual where we're celebrating the recorder, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm overall very interested in what is happening when you multiply one instrument, because I think it works as a vessel for me to make an instrument transcend its own sound. So I made a piece for 8 recorders, and by multiplying the instrument, the sound suddenly becomes like almost electronic, or it sounds not like a recorder anymore, and I really like that. I don't need any more instruments. I just need this sound. That feeling when sound becomes like a bodily experience, much more than only an like aesthetic experience. And the recorder is really good at this.
You're listening to The Lake.